On Rosh Hashanah, the Rabban Yisrael breathed in into the lungs of Adam Arishan and Nishmas Chayim. Vayipach means more than breathed in. He blew in. Neficha, he blew in. When a person speaks, his breath comes out of him, and that activates the vocal cords. But when a person blows, it's his whole inside, all the muscles just contribute to a powerful blow. Like when you blow a musical instrument or a shofar. This lashon, we only have by Adam Arishon. We don't have that by any other of the Nevra'im in mind separations. And so the Zohar says, Man de nafich, mitoichei nafich. The one who blows from his very insides. In other words, Adam Arishon is a special character. That not just Rabbi Nishredim created him with Maima, by Yoimer Alekim, Rebisha said, which is an expiration of breath, which you hardly can see it and feel it. It's a blow. It's the whole pnimius of Elikus, what that was blown into Adam Arishon, the Nishmas Chayim, and the Shema, which is a chelik of the Kami Ma'al, a chelik of Elikus. On Rosh Hashanah, Adam Arishon was created. With the Vayipach B'yapav Nishmas Chayim. The klal is that the word Shana means a repetition. That's the title of the word Shana. By Shana Yisachalayim of Pari Pamayim. The Chalim of Pari repeated itself. Shana is a repetition. When the new year comes in, we have a repetition of the Seder of the outgoing year. Another year is coming in, and everything is repeated. It comes down again. The Rabban Yisraelim created a year. Let's imagine that we're seeing a rotary file. People keep the cards in a file box. But it's much more convenient when you want to find something immediately that you stick the cards into a wheel and you just turn the wheel and you come to the card that you need. Did you ever see such a file? Yeah, I also saw it. So let's imagine that Rabbi Yisraelim has a rotary file with 355 cards in a circle. 355 Bigamatria Shana, and there's 355 days in the lunar year. In the solar year, we have 365 days. So they catch up. Every 3 years, we make up the missing month with Shana Miuberes. But actually, there's 355 days in Rabban Yisraelim's file, which is the Shana, the repeater. And the cards turn, and we're at the banner. When Rosh Hashanah comes, day one comes to the bottom, and we have day one in this world. The next day, the file turns a bit, and day one turns to the right, and day two comes down. And then day three comes down until the entire 360 degrees turned around, and then we come back to day one, Shana, the repeat, the repetition. But important in Yanim that the Torah considers important, the Haraya, it's recorded in the Torah, these are recorded on the file, on the tickets, on the cards of the file. So, on the first day, day one, it's written that Rabbi Yeshurim created Adam HaRishon. On day 10, it's recorded that it's Yom Kippur. On day 15, it's recorded that it's Sukkot. And then on the first day, the 15th day of Nisan, it's recorded that it's Pesach. So when the file turns and comes to a certain given date, we experience a repeat of what happened that date. Am I clear? So when Rosh Hashanah comes, it isn't just that we commemorate the creation of Adam HaRishon. It happens. It's Hashanah, Hishanah. It repeats itself. Every Rosh Hashanah, Adam HaRishon is Bashafen again. A new creation. That's every Rosh Hashanah. And on Rosh Hashanah, the very first Rosh Hashanah, when the file started revolving, the Rebbe Shtar created Adam HaRishon on that day. And he blew into him a Nishmas Chaya. Vayipach b'yapav Nishmas Chaya. On that day, when every Yid experiences, he doesn't feel it, his neshama feels it. And that day when every Yid experiences the Vayikach Yap of Nishmas Chayim, the blow of the Rabban Yishlerim's breath gave him neshamatic life, a higher form of life than the other Beruim where it doesn't say Vayikach. On that day, we take the Shaifa and we blow into the Shaifa and it turns upwards, and we're saying, the Rabban Yishlerim, you blew into us a Nishmas Chayim. We're blowing back that Nishmas Chayim in your service, in Avodas Hashem. And we're being Mikayim, the mitzvah of Rishmaya Kol Shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, the Rabban Yishlerim wanted to create Adam. And the Medrash tells us that Rabban Yishlerim consulted with the Malach. Should Adam HaRishon be created or should he not? Some said he should be created. He's going to do chesed, he's going to do good things, he's going to do mitzvahs. Others said he should not be created. He's going to talk shekel, he's going to act with shekel, and he'll do mischief. So the Rabban Yishlerim listened to those who gave a positive opinion, and he created the world, and those malachim who said no, he threw them down to this world. And these are the Nephilim, that the Pasuk says in the Nephilim Hayu Ba'aretz, the Nephilim, they thrown down Malachim were Ba'aretz, and they became the biggest Rishayim. And they were responsible for the Daya Hamabul. And Rabban Yishlerim told them, you judged Adam that he shouldn't be created, because he's going to have the Yetzer Hara. How about you? How are you performing? That's what the Medrash says. Al Kopan, if on the first day of creation, when Adam HaRishon was created, the Rabban Yishlerim consulted with the Malachim, and there were Malachim that said nay, and there were Malachim that said yes, this happens every year. It's a repetition. And every year, the Rabban Yishlerim sits down on the Skisi HaKavet with the Pamal Yashamayla and decides if he should create the world over again. Because the world has no more existence. It was created only for a year last year. And it's out of fuel, can't go anymore. So there are Ketrugim and Rosh Hashanah. The Malachim that talk about every individual, and there are Malachim that say, Rabbanu Shleilim, give him another year of life. Ashnas Chayim V'Shamayim. And the other Malachim say, no, he doesn't deserve another year of life. And this is the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. V'Malachim Yechafezim V'Chilo Rabbi Yechazim Yom Hina Yom HaDin, and so on. This is the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah. Every Rosh Hashanah, every Kolbay Olam, Olam Lefanav Kivnei Marayim, and they are Nidain Bashamayim. Should they be recreated, or should they become Charev, Chas V'Shalom? This is what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Some say Yibarei, and some say La Yibarei. But there are certain inyanim which the Malachim don't understand. It's higher than their grasp. They don't understand it. What a Yiddish and Neshama is. A Yiddish and Neshama is Vayipach Mitoichai Neshmaschayim. It's a pnimius of the Rabbanu Shalayim. When you look at the Yid, every Yid looks alike, Lahavdu, like the Goyim. You don't see anything in him special. But the Rabbanu Shalayim knows that in that Yid, there is a Nishmas Chayim, there is a Chaylik of the Kami Ma'av, a Chaylik that is not Mikabel Pigam. It doesn't it accept any blemish. There's an Akuda in each Yid where he doesn't want to do an Aveira. He wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. A hidden Akuda in the deepest chambers of his heart. And Rabbanu Shleilim knows that. He's a maven on that. It's so deep and so sublime that it can't be expressed in words. It's too deep. It's higher than Mayach understands. Words transmit the findings of Mayach, of the brain. Whatever the brain thinks up, words can express it. But there are certain things that can't be expressed. It's not within our grasp, and it's not even within the Malachim's grasp. Only the Rabbanu Shleilim knows what's the secret of the Yiddish and Neshama, that every Yid, even a Rosh Hashem Yisrael, in the deep chambers of his heart, he wants to be a Neged Hashem. The halacha is that when somebody is chayiv a korban, he's mechuyiv to bring a korban. It's a chiyuv. And the halacha in the korban is latzaynai, right in the beginning of Vayikra, when the Torah starts telling us the dinim of korbanos. A tnai in a korban should be latzaynai. He should bring the korban with his free will. What happens if a person refuses to bring a korban? So the Gemara says, "Makan aysay achayim alvaitza ani." The Bezdin lashes him with a whip. Makan aysay, and achayim alvaitza ani, until he won't be able to. He won't be able to stand anymore the pain of the lashings, and he says, "Okay, right, Tanya, I want. And then he brings the cup. So the Rambam asks, but that right, Tanya, came under duress. He was forced into it. He didn't want to bring the carbon. He was forced. How can that be a Lord Sinai? So the Rambam answers a teretz which we have find difficulty in understanding. But the Rambam understood it very well, because the Rambam was very great. Every Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, period. But there's a Yetzer Hara, which sometimes, and more than sometimes, becomes the domineering factor in a person. So that Yetzer Hara comes from his guf. So we punish the guf, and we subdue the guf with the makis that we give him. And when the guf is subdued, the Yetzer Hara is subdued, his real inner wish comes out. I want. I do want to do the Ratzon Hashem. Every Yid wants to do the Ratzon Hashem, even a Rasha. But it's covered up with the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara subdues that Ratzon of the Neshama that wants to do Tov, the Yetzer Tov. When we spank him, the Yetzer Hara is subdued, and the Yetzer Tov speaks out freely, Raitza Ami. Every Yid is a copy of Mindsev Raishas. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created Mindsev Raishas. In Makim, we have all the 70 Medinas, the 70 countries, and Eretz Yisrael. Just like you have 70 nations, and the Jewish nation. Eretz Yisrael is like the Jewish nation. It's Eretz Yisrael is like among countries, is like a Yid among Goyim. Eretz Yisrael is Jewish. In Eretz Yisrael, there's 10 Madreigas. The Mishnah enumerates them in Masech Tamidas. It starts with Eretz Yisrael, then there's the Bikur Kedusha, the Mekafei Chaim, Miklat, then there's still Bikur Kedusha, the Ara Yehuda, there is Yerushalayim, there is the Harabayas, there is the Azara, the Azaz Nashim, the Azaz Yisrael, 10 Madreigas of Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The 10th Madreige is the Kodesh HaGadosh, where the Kohen Gadol, as the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, goes in on Yom Kippur, and there he gets a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Dafka the Kodesh HaGadosh. Every Yid goes in, his neshama goes into the Kodesh HaGadosh on Yom Kippur, like the Kohen Gadol did. In the Ruchni is the sense. The 10th Madreige. Connected the 10 Madreigas of Bria Seila. The Gemara says there's 10 times you have by Yomer Aleichem, by Bria Seila, by Sarah Mamoris Nevoraila. So the Gemara says if you count them, you just find 9 times. So the Gemara answers, Breishis is also a Maimah. Breishis is a Maimah. In this Kodesh HaKadoshim, no sin comes in. There, every Yid is pure. The Kohen Gadol says Vidu before he goes into the Kodesh HaKadosh. In the Kodesh HaKadosh, he says no Vidu. There is no Aveiros in the Kodesh HaKadosh. In the Shoyrish of Yiddish in the Shema. And the 10th day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, is Mechuv and Kineged the Kodesh HaKadosh. In creation, it's the 10th Madreiga of creation. The 10th Madreiga of creation is backwards, and the 10th is really the word Breishis, the very beginning, Breishis. That's the 10th Maimel. By the 10th Maimel, like the Gemara's Kasha is, it doesn't say Vayayimel. So the Rebbe Rabbeinu, the Maggid of Mezrich, the Memali Makam of the Bashem Tev HaKadosh, explains that the Rebbe Shah created the world with 10 mamorim, 10 pronouncements, 10 utterances. But the very first one was before Dibur yet. Dibur wasn't created yet. From the second one, you already had Vayayimah, talking. But in the first one, talking wasn't there yet. So it says Bereishis. It doesn't say Vayayimah Elokim. It's above talking. Higher than we can be masik. Speech transmits to you what the intellect thinks. But Vayayimah, by Bereishis is above intellect. Lamala Menasaga, we can't be masik it. And therefore, by Bereishis, it doesn't say Vayayimah Elokim. It's before speech. Speech wasn't created yet. On Yom Kippur, every Yid comes into his Bereishis, the 10th Madrege of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And there, every Yid gets a Kapara. Because Rabbi Sharam, the 10th Madrege, looks in and sees that in the 10th Madrege, which is Bereishis, no Yid ever wants to do an Aveira. That's his Neshama alone, the pure Neshama, unadulterated Neshama. There he doesn't want to do an Aveira. And that's where the Kapara of Yom Kippur comes. A Yid really wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. That's his Bereishis. And therefore, on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, we already declare what's at the very basis of creation, the Shofar. We talk to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with the Shofar, but without Diburim, we don't say words. Shofar is before Dibur. Dibur isn't created yet. It's just noise without Dibur. When the breath comes into the mouth and the mouth conditions the breath and it forms words out of the breath. But when it's in the lungs and the pneumius, there's no words yet. Shofar is talking to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam without words. We blow our pneumius into the shofar, and that's how we talk. Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're talking to you with our pneumius, where chet doesn't reach. We are pure. And that's the kapara of the shofar. The madrega of Yom Kippur, the prina bereishis, where the reitza ani comes with the dayis galus. So we already declared the basis on the first day of Rosh Hashanah for the Shofar, and it comes the day is Galus on Yom Kippur. The Reitz Ani of every Yid comes out on Yom Kippur, and that's why even Rishayim, even Mechalal Shabbos, generally keep Yom Kippur. The Reitz Ani in the Yid makes him feel that he belongs to the Rabbi Shel Olam. Yom Kippur is Begematria Reitz Ani. So therefore, by every one of the tkiyas, you know, the Makri says, tkiya, shvarim truah, tkiya, tkiya, shvarim, tkiya, tkiya, truah, tkiya. And there's a deep deal in the Talmud Kabbalah that the Makri isn't dictating to the Kairi, our body should belong. You can look into the Siddur and see what to belong. You can look into the Marzah. He's a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He tells him what to belong. In the words of the Makri, the Isis of Tkiya, Shvarim, and Trua have Siddus, and that goes into that below. So the Paschim say, and many do it that way, that the very first tkiya, the Makri doesn't announce. He doesn't say tkiya. Api pshat, because it's right after the bracha, so we're not mafsik. But that's not a real good reason, because we have a klal that anything that has to do with the bracha is not called afsik. Anything that has to do with the mitzvah is not called afsik. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat before you feed the animals which belong to you.
So the Gemara says that if somebody makes a mitzi, and then he realizes that the chickens don't have any feed, he's allowed to say, give feed to the chickens. And then he takes a bite of the bread, and it's not called a hefsek, because it's necessary for what he's doing. Same tkiah really shouldn't be a hefsek. The real deep reason why it doesn't say tkiah by the first tkiah is because words aren't created yet. After the first tkiah, words are created. Now, the Rabban Yishleilam created the world with 10 mamaras. On Rosh Hashanah, we repeat, but something unique happens on Rosh Hashanah. The Rabban Yishleilam tells us 5,766 years ago, I created the world. From then on, I want you to create the world. He tells this to every youth. And on Rosh Hashanah, we create the world. With our tshuva, with our tefillah, and with our tzedakah that we gave before Rosh Hashanah, this is with what we create the world. The Rabban Yishleilam says, I created it the first time, you create it now. And just like the Rabban Yishleilam created it with Asara Ma'amaris, we also create the world with Asara Ma'amaris. These are the 10 psukim of Malchus, and again the 10 psukim of Azachrinus, and again the 10 psukim of Shaifras. Each, when you say this psukim, it's not some same psukim. Something is happening. These psukim are dynamic. It's a very long shmonesra. It's the longest shmonesra in the year. Some people, it takes them longer than a half hour. Some people, it takes them a few hours, that shmonesra, depending on how much kavana you have. These psukim of Malchus, Zachrinus, and Shaifres is the very creation of your world and the entire world. We are at the switchboard. We're creating the world then. With our psukim, each pasuk is one of the Asara Ma'amaris. And the Shaifer is also that way. We blow 100 tkiyos, 100 kolos on Rosh Hashanah, 10 times 10. Because each madrege and bria consists also of 10. So we blow 100 tkiyos. And we say 10 psukim, again 10 psukim, and again 10 psukim. These psukim, you gotta give your entire heart into it. Your entire kavana, your entire kayak. Don't get tired. Don't start hurrying up those psukim because it's a long shmanasra and you want to sit down. You're creating the world. Say it with kavana. Give it what you got. Do tshuva and say, Rabban Yishleilam, I'm creating myself. By every b'riya, the Rabban Yishleilam said, I am making it. By other marishan, Rabban Yishleilam said, didn't say, I am creating. He said, Na'asa Adam, let's create Adam. He makes you a partner in your creation. You are creating the world yourself, and the entire world, each person has his chelik in the world, which is his sphere of influence. It works because whatever he does, that's what his part of the world does. Just like by the marble, because the people did sin, so even the animals and the earth did sin. Every person has his part in the world. They sinned, the entire world became sinful. The very earth became sinful. All the behemoths became sinful. Because everything is under Adam. Kol shata tachas chagdam, tzayna v'alafim kulam, v'gam ba'am ha'sada, tzipa shemayim, ad'yay ha'yam, over o'yver o'ches yamim. Everything is under the control of Adam. If he's good, his part of the world becomes good. In the Deir HaMabo, he was bad. Every person was bad. The entire world became bad. But there was one yid, rather one person, who wasn't bad, and that was Noach. His part of the world didn't become bad. And these are the behemoths who were saved in the marble. And this is Eretz Yisrael, where the marble didn't come down. That was the chelik of Nayach, which wasn't ruined by Nayach's mice. But when you do tshuva and Rosh Hashanah, and you say the psukim, and you listen to the ten kailos of the shofar multiplied by ten, you are creating your worlds, and thereby creating your chelik of the world, the entire world. It's very responsible day, Rosh Hashanah. It's a big day of Hachayas. The Musaf and the Tiyas of Rosh Hashanah is B'riyas Olam. And you're supposed to do it with all your Kaychas, all your Kavanas. Really, these are such sweet psukim, such wonderful psukim. And you can say it with such a dveikus in the Rabbeinu Shalayla. It's a pleasure to say these psukim and to be mekabel olam malchus shemayim and to pronounce these psukim that each pasuk is connected one of the asara mamares, and you're creating the world. And there were such wonderful, beautiful psukim. There's such a deep message in every pasuk, and it's a rash. That somebody should just fly through the psukim because he wants to sit down and take a rest. You're given a chance of creating your fortune, creating your world, creating your year, and also for kama v'kama chalakim of the world, which are tarrying you, which are hanging down from you, which are depending on you. You got to give it whatever you've got. On Rosh Hashanah, we come back to the very first day. The very first day of creation. And we relive it. It's coming back to the Rabbeinu Shalayla. There's a certain klal that the Rabbeinu Shalayla created in Bria, a doctrine. The doctrine of return. Everything must ultimately return to its roots. And we have that every 50 years. It's called Yovel. A neshama which was torn away from Yiddish and neshamas. He became a neved. He's even with a b'shifcha. He loses a Jewish yichas. If somebody marries a shifcha, it's five mountains, and the Kedush Naut Taifas. He's Mutter B'Shifcha. He's cut off from Klal Yisrael. But then Kip Shmita, which is Shabbos, after Sadoni and Seshti is Banai. But there's Nun Shari Bina. And the Shah HaNun, he must return in the 50th year. That's Yaibol. In the 50th year, Vishnasa Yaibol Azois, Vishavta Mishal Akhuzas, Visha Mishpachta Teshuv. You come back to the Yiddish Mishpacha. You must say goodbye to the shifcha that you've had all these years, and you come back to your property, to your nachal and Eretz Yisrael, ishalach uzasai, and whichever chelik of your nachal was sold away, you get it automatically back in Yaibu. You're coming back. That's the doctrine of Yaibu, returning to your roots. The 50th Madreika. On Yom Shavuos, Yidin were Avadim and Mitzrayim, just like the Eved Neyatzer was an Eved. And then they went out of Mitzrayim, and they were given 50 days to return. From the first day of Pesach, from the second day of Pesach, until the 50th day, which is Matan Tov. On the 50th day, there was Shofar, by Matan Tov, but how Shofar chazak miyayit, it was Yovel. It was Yovel. The touch of Yovel means a shofar. Yovel means a shofar. That's what the Gemara says beferish. Rashi says it beferish. When that says shofar in the Torah, the Targum says yovela. And that's the 50th day. Connected that is the 50th year when you blow shofar on Yom Kippur, you come back to the Rabbeinu Shalayla.
every Yid went through a Churban, his Beis Hamikdash became Churban. And that happened on Tisha B'Av. And also on Yud B'Av, when the Beis Hamikdash was burnt. From Yud Aleph B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is the 50th day, and Yevlal Shem. Just like from the second day Pesach, when we start Sfira, the 50th day, on the Har Sinai, the blue shade. And in the Psukim of Shaifres, with the saying in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, you bring the Psukim of the Shaifres of Har Sinai. Kol Shaifer Chazik Miyait, Kol Shaifer, again Kol Shaifer. It's returning. Rosh Hashanah, we return to the Rabbi Yisrael. It's Yehu. And that's the Shaifer. And the Shaifer is blowing 10 days. We just started off in Rosh Hashanah. We can't hear it because the frequency of the noise of the shofar is above our ears. We can't hear it. But it sounds until Yom Kippur, the day of the shofar. And the Sfarim say that by Nehila, when you blow the shofar, that shofar is even in a higher madrega than the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. It's a completion of the Shaifa. We're complete. Yaiva, we return to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's as much as the time permits me to tell you about Rosh Hashanah. And Yaiva is above time. Abel, we are in time. So I have to stop the time and have a very good Shabbos. Have a very wonderful Rosh Hashanah. A Rosh Hashanah of Tshuva with Simcha.